Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
A few years ago, when the United States government restored the military draft, one young man on the campus at Yale was seen carrying a sign which read, "Nothing is worth dying for." Nothing? Not God? Not one's family? Not the nation? Not one's moral values? Tragically, many of our young people and a substantial number of our older people have adopted this moral position. They have not been taught, or they did not learn, about the real meaning of life, which is to serve God and one another. Many of them have grown up in the me generation and could care less what happens to other people. So what if 30 million babies have been aborted in the past 25 years? That is somebody else's problem. Do not bother me with such trivial matters. I have more important things to do, such as snort cocaine or smoke pot or guzzle beer. There have been people in almost every generation of the world's existence who stood by their convictions, even if it meant the loss of their property or their citizenship or their lives. The Hebrew midwives who delivered babies for the Israelite people while they were in Egyptian bondage serve as a powerful example of this truth. They were instructed to kill the sons of the Israelite women, but to allow the girl babies to live. Exodus 1:16. They could not do that, regardless of the consequences of disobeying the Pharaoh's commands. One simple statement explains why they could not shed innocent blood. The midwives feared God. Exodus 1:17. Does that mean they were afraid of God? Maybe. But it means much more than that. They had been taught of God to love and to respect the revelation of God which He had made through His spokesman. They were morally and spiritually obligated to obey the law of the Lord. They fully understood the great truth which Solomon later stated, "Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole of man." Ecclesiastes 12:13. We do not know when or where the midwives learned to fear God. But they almost certainly had teachers and prophets among the people who taught them what God required of them. Otherwise, they would not have known how to behave so as to please God. The truth is, God has never left Himself without witness, in that He did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. Acts 14:17. Whatever the case, and we cannot be absolutely sure, we know these midwives learned from some source to honor and to respect all human life. Their fear of God led them to act in preserving the lives of the Hebrew babies. Could our lack of fear of God be the explanation for killing 1,500,000 babies every year in this nation by abortion? One of the remarkable features of Christianity is its emphasis on all human beings fearing God and doing His will. God sent the Apostle Peter to the house of Cornelius to preach the first gospel sermon to a Gentile. Peter was reluctant to go because Jews and Gentiles did not ordinarily fellowship each other. But God sent a vision to convince Peter to preach to the Gentiles. Peter then said, "Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he who fears God and works righteousness is accepted with him." Acts 10:34 and 35. If you are not a member of the Lord's church, you have the opportunity today of confessing your faith in Him, turning away from your sin, and being baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. Does not matter how sinful you have been, or to what group you belong, when you repent and turn to God, He will forgive you and make you His own. Thank you for listening.